Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. And this morning on my walk, I'm thinking about the emancipation of education. Now hang with me. I think this one's going to be worth it. I'm reading Tara Westover's memoir entitled Educated, and this book has so many layers. There's Tara's story, growing up with survivalist parents in Idaho, never attending school until she's 17, and then going on to earn a PhD at Cambridge. There's Tara's struggle, this internal struggle, to combat the emotional abuse from her brother and her father and even her mother in some ways. There's Tara's emancipation, and that's what I want us to think about today. Her emancipation from mental slavery, to borrow the same lyric from Bob Marley that she does, slavery to her father's overpowering will and the story that he was writing for her life. Tara writes, "I would remain a child in perpetuity always, or I would lose him." And then she goes on and she said, "When my father was in my life," this is near the end of the book, "wrestling me for control of that life, I perceived him through the eyes of a soldier through a fog of conflict." And she said, "But what's come between me and my father is more than time or distance. It's the change in self. I'm not the child my father raised, but he is the father who raised me." She writes, "The decisions I made after a pivotal moment in my life are not the ones I would have made earlier in life. These were the choices of a changed person, a person with a," she writes, "new self." She finishes her book by saying, "You could call this selfhood many things: transformation, metamorphosis, falsity, betrayal. I call it an education." About midway through her memoir, we, the readers, can see the transformation that is occurring in Tara's life. And one of the key facets to that transformation is education. So Tara is at Trinity College in Cambridge, and she had attended a seminar on a Wednesday afternoon. And after that seminar, she and a couple of her friends, Katrina and Sophie, they go to a cafe. Now, at this point in time, Tara had never even had coffee before. And her friends are sitting down at this cafe, and they're debating the lecture. Well, she says, "I'm debating whether or not to drink coffee." But she overhears them talking and using concepts that are just totally unfamiliar to her, one being the second wave. And as a result of that, she said, "I've got to go figure this out." She goes to the library, and she reads all afternoon and evening. And she's enthralled with this education that she's receiving as a result of digging into these books. But at the same time, she's a little leery. And the reason she's leery is because she is now directing her own life through this education. And in her mind, direction is a man's work. That's not a woman's work. At least that's what she's been told all her life by her father. Now listen to how she describes this particular event in her life.
"I knew my yearning was unnatural. This knowledge, like so much of my self-knowledge, had come to me in the voice of people I knew, people I loved. All through the years, that voice had been with me, whispering, wondering, worrying, that I was not right, that my dreams were perversions. That voice had many timbres, many tones. Sometimes it was my father's voice. More often, it was my own. I carried the books to my room and read through the night. I loved the fiery pages of Mary Wollstonecraft, but there was a single line written by John Stuart Mill that, when I read it, moved the world. It is a subject on which nothing final can be known. The subject Mill had in mind was the nature of women. Mill claimed that women have been coaxed, cajoled, shoved and squashed into a series of feminine contortions for so many centuries that it is now quite impossible to define their natural abilities or aspirations. Blood rushed to my brain. I felt an animating surge of adrenaline, of possibility."
She said, "There is a single line that moved the world. I felt an animating surge of adrenaline, of possibility." And what she was experiencing was the emancipation of education. This entry point into a world full of new understanding that shined light onto the one in which she was raised. And this world of education was offering words to describe her experiences that were helping her develop critical thinking skills. There's this interesting verse in Proverbs, one of the essential books of Hebrew wisdom literature, that says, "A man's spirit will endure sickness, but a crushed spirit who can bear?" And then hot on the heels, the next verse says, "An intelligent heart acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge." And it seems, when I read that, that there's something that happens in the context of learning and of education, whether it be from people or books, that can be that which helps liberate the crushed spirit. Education changes things. It is, in some respects, its own emancipation. Just this week, I received in the mail a copy of the very first book I remember reading back in the 60s called The Red Schoendienst Story. And if you don't know Red, he's a famous second baseman for the St. Louis Cardinals from an era gone by. And you might be wondering, well, what in the world are you doing comparing your early reading of that story at Palm Beach Gardens Elementary, say, with her reading of John Stuart Mill at Trinity College, Cambridge? There's no comparison. Well, yes and no. Because it's not the book, it's where the book takes you. It's the education. And in her case, that book and others took her to a mountain higher than the one on which she was raised, and it gave her a perspective on her life that she needed. It was the beginning of an emancipation. And as I'm seeing this emancipation of education in Tara's life, I'm appreciating the power of education in anyone's life. And that makes me think of another book, Papa, My Father, by Leo Biscaglia. And education was so important to Leo Biscaglia's father that every night when they sat down at the table, his father wanted to know, "What did you learn today?" And he would always ask them that question. It's a great question. Let me ask it of you. What have you learned today? Education can emancipate us. It can emancipate us from ignorance, from prejudice, from false presuppositions, if we take the time to learn. Tara did. How about you? The emancipation of education. That's my thought on my walk with Tara Westover and her book, Educated. Now, what you do with it, that's for you to work out on your walk through life.